This is Radio Nepal. I am Essence. Rest of the news, the headlines first. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Bidya Bhattarai resigns from a post amidst teachers' protest. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli calls on teachers to immediately sit for talks and go back to work. Total 8 people die in Fung Ling's Jeep and Calicut's tractor accidents. National Planning Commission recommends Finance Ministry to significantly slash sick and troubled projects. And first Latin American leader of Roman Catholic Church, Pope Francis, passes away. Now the news in detail. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Bidya Bhattarai has resigned from her post. Bhattarai's press coordinator Ramji Lamsal said, Minister Bhattarai tendered her resignation before Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli. It may be noted that community school teachers have been agitating in Kathmandu for the past few weeks, demanding that the government promulgate the School Education Act. The teachers' protests have entered its 20th day today. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has urged teachers to immediately sit for dialogue and return to schools, stating that the government will address demands that are feasible and within the country's financial capacity. Inaugurating the 11th National Convention of the Nepal Progressive Professors Association in Kirtipur on Monday, Prime Minister Oli said the current government is democratic, not repressive, and will address legitimate demands in the professional sector while safeguarding the rights of trade union. The Prime Minister said the school education bill is currently under consideration in the parliamentary committee and there's no need for teachers to take to the streets just for the sake of introducing the act. Total 8 people have died in Phung Ling's Jeep and Calicut's tractor accident. 4 passengers were killed and 2 others sustained injuries when the jeep en route to the Pathipara temple from Phung Ling, the headquarters of Thap Lejung, caught fire after coming in contact with a sagging electric wire touched the Bolero vehicle. According to the district police office, the fire suddenly broke out in the jeep at Sewarochok, Phung Ling Municipality 10. Information officer of the district police office, Vivek Bosnet, said the deceased have been identified as 16-year-old Adhe Acharya from Lalitpur Metropolitan City 10, 70-year-old Binod Pordal from Bhadrapur Municipality 15, his 69-year-old wife Sarita Pordal, and the driver, 42-year-old Durga Bhattarai from Phung Ling Municipality 10. Meanwhile, 4 persons died in a tractor accident in Calicut District. According to the Calicut District Police Office, a tractor that was carrying food and groceries from Thirupur of Palanta Municipality 9 to Chal met with an accident last night in near Budadanda Palanta 2. Office Chief Tech Bahadur Rawat confirmed that they died at the scene of the accident. The bodies were found about 200 meters down from the road. The deceased have been identified as 25-year-old tractor driver Chandra Prakash Rokaya from Mugu, Khatiyad Municipality 5, 21-year-old Ravindra Bikar from Palanta Municipality 4 of Calicut, 32-year-old Sadhu Buddha from the same location, and 26-year-old Amba Shahi from Salicut of Palanta 5. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Azurana Deoba has said the Asia-Pacific region today confronts a number of critical policy challenges. In her acceptance speech as the chair of the 81st session of the Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific in Bangkok, Thailand on Monday, Minister Dr. Rana said Himalayas, which are not only the source of water but also the livelihoods and civilization, have been disproportionately affected by the impact of climate change, stating that the Asia-Pacific region is on the front lines of climate-induced disasters. Minister Rana said the cities and communities of the region are vulnerable to devastating floods, droughts, and extreme weather events. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हरेक दिनको लागि सबै पाक यही पाए जहाँ जाउँ कनेक्टेड रहोस् इन्टरनेट असफ गर्नुहोस्
डेटा भोइस एसएमएस
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *14 ## डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Two people have gone missing today after drowning while bathing in the Saptakoshi River. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police Yograj Khatiwada, the spokesperson of the District Police Office, 16-year-old Janice Acharya and 40-year-old Navaraj Bastola from Itari Sub-Metropolitan City 16, Balgram, went missing in the river while they were visiting the Barachetra temple for worship. The search operation for both individuals is underway. The National Planning Commission has recommended the Finance Ministry to significantly slash sick and troubled projects, citing the potentiality of resources constraint for the fiscal year 2025-26. The Commission has hinted the pressure on the sector of compulsory responsibility in the upcoming fiscal year, advising the Ministry to discontinue with failed and problematic projects. The Commission has already recommended the government to prepare the budget by remaining within the ceiling of 1,965 billion rupees. The Department of Drug Administration has issued a directive seeking to withdraw two medicines promptly from the market. It has sought the prompt taking away of drugs Pilpan 40 mg tablet and Stop 40 mg from the market, citing they are proved to be substandard. The sample tests of the drugs, which reduce the amount of acid in stomach in the National Medicine Laboratory, indicated that drugs failed to meet the set standard. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Pope Francis has died at the age of 88, the Vatican says. According to the BBC, the first Latin American to lead the Roman Catholic Church died at 7:35 local time on Easter Monday. World leaders also paid tribute to Francis. Francis' death comes a day after he appeared in St. Peter's Square to wish Happy Easter to thousands of worshippers. He was recently discharged from hospital after 5 weeks of treatment for an infection. His death sets in motion the centuries-old process of electing a new pope. Snowfall in Asia's Hindu Kush Himalayan mountain range has reached a 23-year low, threatening nearly 2 billion people dependent on snowmelt for water, scientists warned in a report on Monday. The AFP news agency cited the lead author of the International Center for Integrated Mountain Development ICMOD report, Sher Mohammed, as saying, "The snowfall started late in January and remains low in the winter season on average." ICMOD said researchers found a significant decline in the seasonal snow across the Hindu Kush Himalayan region, with snow persistence 23.6% below normal, the lowest in 23 years. The snow update report states the trend, now in its third consecutive year, threatens water security for nearly 2 billion people. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Koshi province, along with the hilly regions of Gandaki province, and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly region of Koshi and Gandaki provinces. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region of Koshi and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Vidya Bhattrai resigns from her post amidst teachers' protest. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls on teachers to immediately sit for talks and go back to work. Total 8 people die in Pungling's Jeep and Calicut's tractor accidents. National Planning Commission recommends Finance Ministry to significantly slash sick and troubled projects. And first Latin American leader of Roman Catholic Church, Pope Francis, passes away. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.